Track 4, BI News. A call has been made for politicians and decision makers to help end inequalities faced by blind and partially sighted people in Northern Ireland. Research by the Royal National Institute of the Blind has shown that people living with sight loss in the province continue to face barriers in key areas, including access to transport, healthcare and information, employment and general services. The charity believes one solution would be to have more engagement with people living with sight loss, especially in creating new technology. The RNIB's Andrea Begley explained how assistive technology had opened so many doors for her, adding that it was important for tech companies to take on board the experiences of those who could benefit most from new developments. Long-time campaigner David Mann, who was one of those who provided personal experience and insight to the RNIB research, points out that independence and dignity go hand in hand. He says independence does not necessarily mean doing everything without help. It means being in control of when a person can access help or support, and what form that help and support takes. Health experts have pointed out that vitamin B12 deficiency can lead to serious problems with vision, so that it is vital to seek expert analysis. Vitamin B12 plays a key role in DNA formation, keeping the nerve and blood cells healthy and maintaining normal blood function. The vitamin is naturally found in several foods, so not getting enough of certain foods can lead to a B12 deficiency. Due to the nutrient's essential role in the body, a prolonged deficiency can give rise to potential serious complications. According to the NHS, a long-term deficiency can cause neurological changes, such as vision problems. Research investigating the link between vision problems and a B12 deficiency has found associated to optic neuropathy, damage to the optic nerve, which, if left untreated, can lead to blindness. According to the Journal of Optometry Education, neuropathy is a rare complication of a B12 deficiency that results in progressive bilateral painless vision loss that is often associated with reduced colour vision. According to the NHS, if neurological problems do develop, they may be irreversible. So it is imperative that you treat a B12 deficiency sooner rather than later. A diagnosis of vitamin B12 deficiency can often be made by a GP based on the symptoms and the results of blood tests. Different types of blood tests can be carried out to help identify people with a possible vitamin B12 or folate deficiency. If your vitamin B12 deficiency is caused by a lack of the vitamin in your diet, you may be prescribed vitamin B12 tablets to take every day between meals. VI Tip of the Week. This week is all about identifying money. Organising logically. Put each denomination of note or coin in a separate pocket for easily identification. For example, at the top of your wallet, you could put a £20 note. And in a small pocket, you could put your coins. Folding. You could even fold each denomination of easily identification. Fold your £10 note in half and £5 in a quarter. That way you can pick out your notes more easily. Separator. If you have a lot of notes, you could try using a separator between different types of bills, then put them in elastic. Talking device. An electronic identifier can tell you what note or coin you have, making it easier for you to handle cash in public.